Everyone, I am so excited. We have a wonderful guest for you today, and I just can't wait for you to hear all the wonderful things that our guest has for you. She's going to introduce herself just a little bit, but first of all, welcome to Tamalyn Taylor's Treat Talk Tuesday, where we share about treats, business, and life every single Tuesday for your growth and enjoyment. Hi, I am Tamala with Torlitas for that sweet and crunchy taste. Torlitas is a dessert company located right here in this great state of Ohio, where we specialize in salty, sweet treats. If you want to know more about me and my business, go to at Torlitas. That's T as in Tuesday, O-R-L-I-T-A-S. And my co-host will introduce herself.
Hey guys, I am Taylor, owner of Taylor's Kitchen, located in Albion, Michigan, where we make custom treats for your special occasions. I can be found on all social media platforms at Sweet Spirit Treats. And so, as Tamala said, this week we have a lovely guest here with us, and we are going to just let her kind of have the floor and talk to us about her business. We know that she is doing awesome things. And so without further ado, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, thank you guys so much for having me. My name is Alexa and I am the founder and CEO of It's Bread, a chocolatier company specializing in handcrafted gourmet treats here right outside of Baltimore, Maryland, in the DC, Maryland and Virginia area. And I started my company 4 years ago. We just, a couple of months ago, about three, four months ago, crossed our 4 year mark. And we are continuing to grow here in this area. We started out with just unleavened bread with coated toffee and chocolate treats, little treats. And now we've expanded. We have cookies, cupcakes, granola, chocolate milk, or I call it cacao milk powder, just to give it a little bit more fancier name. But yes, we are continuing to grow and expand our business that just started out literally as I like to call it, an abandoned crave that the world had passed by. So with the church that I attend, we keep the Lord's holy feast days. And during one of the feast days, there was a dessert made on this unleavened bread matzah. And I'm sitting there down at the feast table, eating this dessert, talking to, you know, my spiritual brothers and sisters, like, you guys, this is like, I don't even like have that strong of a desire for chocolate. But here I am eating this chocolate treat and I could not put it down. And I was just like, this little thing is so good. I'm trying to have this in Costco's like tomorrow. And everybody's staring at me at the table. They're looking at me like I'm crazy. I'm like, y'all, I'm so serious. Fast forward 4 years later, I'm making everything from scratch. And it was just literally me just stepping out in faith saying, okay, God, I don't know, but you have literally put this thing in my lap and I'm going to take it. I'm going to run with it. Hence the name It's Bread. And I chose the scripture reference, John 6 and verse 35, to kind of go with it. If you don't mind, I don't mind reading it really quickly.
Yeah, oh, please. Ahead. I was about to write it down. I need to do a reference. Go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Sorry, let me pull it up.
Let me look that up.
And it's just my business is just another form of crafty way to help with my, I guess, my ministry, so to speak. I've been able to connect with so many people through my business on a spiritual level. And I always tell people I'm a real person. I know I have this business, this product. It looks like, you know, and especially in this day and age when you have a business, it's still kind of like, ooh, ah, to some people, even though you do see a lot of more people becoming small business owners and, you know, working on, you know, bringing their hobbies and stuff to life. And it's still one of those things that's kind of a little taboo, and people, they look at you and they're just like, oh my gosh, you have this. And it's like, it's not the person that's on the other side. It's just like, you can do this too. It's like, it's not nothing that's, you know, that's scary. You know what I mean? But it's John 6:35. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. And so that's just the scripture that I packaged with all of my products. Nothing, you know, pushy, or but I try to make it as subtle as possible, but just to let people know that we are faith-based. And again, like I was trying to mention earlier, that, you know, I'm a real person. You know, I love what the Lord has blessed me with to do with my hands, but I still, just the guy to me, I care about people. You know what I mean? And even if you don't buy from me, you don't, you know, what people deem as support, you know, I'm not here to just get a dollar off of you. You know what I mean? I'm really interested in, if even if you don't, again, don't buy from me, but if I can able to speak life into you today, then I've done something. I've taken care of some part of business that the Lord has put in me to do. You know what I mean? So sometimes my business is just an attraction, but my words get people to stay. And even if you're not, again, my customer today, people will come back and support you later on down the road, or they'll tell somebody about you. You know what I mean? So yeah, I just been so grateful, because I never in a million years saw this business coming as a pastry chef, as people can say, or a chocolatier. I've always been into culinary. My background is in culinary. I've been in the kitchen since I was a little girl, since I could reach the countertop, and I always wanted to own my own restaurants. My parents, they were going to buy me one when I graduated from high school as a graduation gift, but a lot transpired. You know, you're not really ready to take on that type of responsibility at a young age. And I always wanted to go to culinary school. That never happened, but I've been in the restaurant business over 12 years now. I've done everything from the front of the house to the back of the house, you name it. And I even went to management. And you know, in management, you ultimately need to know how to do every job inside of a restaurant business. So I've been able to experience that, and taking those skill sets, but also that mindset of a servant into business is very necessary. And I'm so grateful that I've been able to be in those positions, because again, you know how to treat people, you know how to treat your employees, you know what it's like to be on the opposite end and on the other side of things. So that just all came full circle. But me baking, I've never saw this one. Like, I like to cook. I'll put me, you know, you want some pasta, you want me to, even I can make pizzas, handmade pizza, you want anything but baking. I mean, my desserts, my parents, my family, they are always bugging me for like desserts and stuff all the time. But that's just something I like to do for my family. You know what I mean? But that was nothing I ever saw like me, you know, going full throttle. And even then, again, I can't praise God enough, because when you get into this industry and you see how hard it is to break through in this industry, desserts and pastries, this is the best way to get into it. Because it's 10 times harder to get into it trying to sell hot foods. And it's right. So much easier to start here. So that's why this is God's plan, let me tell you, because I would have been struggling. It's like, you see the certifications, even with this, the cottage laws, and even trying to find customers, that's a whole nother, you know, you got to go to school for all of that. Yeah. So I'm grateful I took my steps in the way that I did. And also baking, it teaches you to slow down. And coming from the restaurant industry, it's like organized chaos. I mean, especially I work in fast paced, and I love it. I mean, I thrive, and let me see a 2-minute clock and I got to get 5 orders out the door. That's when I come alive. And those types of settings, I love pressure. I love energy, because it's like a challenge. And I don't know, I just love being there. So baking, I got to like write stuff down and, you know, make sure it's measured right. Yeah. It's a whole nother thing. Yeah. And then, you know, it's science as well. If you put this in there first, if the butter's out too long, and it'll mess up your entire product. You know what I mean? So
tell me, what is What are people craving when it comes to your product? Do you have different varieties, or tell us a little bit more about your product?
You want to know something? So breaking through with It's Bread. So the name is called It's Bread, but then we sell handcrafted gourmet chocolate treats. So that right there, trying to correlate the two. Okay, so it's a brand new company that nobody knows me from nowhere. It's bread, but it's chocolate. But it's, you know, it took me 2 years to finally say, how are we going to do this and work this out? Because, of course, I know what it was. I knew it was great, but they don't know that. And they're trying to figure that out. So, okay, that I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to lead with this. God help me. I'm here. I'm struggling. But then when I was in the mall and stuff, people were able to sample it and they enjoyed it but it still wasn't, especially using social media, trying to push it. So then I explained how I came into the market with It's Bread, but then how the ideas with the cookies and the cupcakes came along. Again, I was keeping the Lord's Feast days, and I volunteered to help cook. And for one of them, the last one, which we call the 8-Day Feast, they didn't have anybody on desserts. So I said, I'll do the desserts for you guys. And these desserts, we don't use anything that comes from animals in it. So I had to do something vegan, and everybody, like, they loved my desserts. They loved my treats. I mean, the cookies, they were gone. They were up there calling me the next day for more cupcakes and cookies. And I was like, okay, so God, I'm already stressed out. Do I really want to add more items to my menu? I already got enough going on. And I prayed about it. I was like, okay. I said, so to get to your point, the cookies. I don't know what it is about a cookie, but people love cookies. I get so many orders. I mean, they're just buying, spending money on cookies. Like, cookies.
I think one thing about them is that they are handheld and accessible, and other than like cakes or like whole, you know, pies and things like that, it's just that simple thing that you can pick up and you can eat and you can be on the go with it. And so, yeah, cookies are always going to be like a big seller, and they are cost effective for the business owner or whoever is making the cookies. So that was a wise direction that the Lord sent you in.
Oh, yes, praise God. I'm like, okay, these are selling like hotcakes. Let me add these to my menu as well, because people are buying cookies like crazy. I had no idea. No idea.
So it's amazing. They're vegan. They're cookies. Are there different types of cookies that you offer?
So because of my experience with trying to do too much at one time, early on, I learned to simple is better. So I had, I started out with just snickerdoodles, but because we hand make our chocolate, you know, everything from scratch, I want to do my chocolate recipes to make the chocolate chip cookies. So I'm looking forward to adding those to our menu shortly, soon.
Nice. I mean, you evolve with your product. God gives you an idea, and he just sets that tone, and the people that he brings to your product will tell you what they love and what to sell, right? Yes. So even though we have this wonderful idea, we want everyone to try it, it is a great product, your customers will kind of whittle down the things that they love about your brand and your product, and you just got to keep on giving it to them, you know?
Yes.
Keep on feeding it to them. So I really appreciate you saying how you evolved from what you started out with into what the, you know, people are just can't get enough of, your vegan cookies, your snickerdoodles. So tell me this, when you first noticed that you have this gift of creating and baking and cooking, and then how did your family respond to your new product or your new business?
Honestly, because I grew up with parents that owned a business. And then when my mom, when I was in like the third grade, she pushed me to start my own candy selling business, through school. So I was almost like brought up to run a business. You know, when they were deciding to dissolve their company, she even asked me to take on theirs. And then again, if I didn't want to do that, then they were going to push me to own my own restaurant. So it was just me finally coming into my own to be able to take on that responsibility. So it really wasn't too much of a surprise. Again, I've been baking and cooking my whole life, so they were used to, you know, my food and stuff. But I'm sorry.
I was just listening. I was really just listening and really hanging on to you every word. So your family, is they already instilled in you entrepreneurship, how to do things, the processes and the ebbs and flows of business. I want to pause here just for a second. Can you please tell everyone in our audience how they can get in contact with you? What's the name of your company again, your name again, and how they can get in contact with you, your social media handles and so forth. And we'll continue on.
Yes, of course. Thank you so much. So my name is Alexa, and I am the founder and CEO of It's Bread. We can be found on Instagram and Facebook at itsbread.inc. And our website is www.itsbread.com. And we can be reached at 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. And that's where you can find us at on those social media and our website.
Great. Taylor?
Okay, so my next question is, so when you wanted to go with your business, how did you structure it? You said that you create your own chocolates. I don't know if you make your own bread. How did it work? How did you find out like how to go about doing those things?
Yes. So originally when I first started my company, the goal was to be able to make everything in-house and do everything from scratch. But of course, you know, and I think that's something that is very important for any entrepreneur is the growth mindset. You're not going to always start where you want to be at. And it really took a toll on me because, you know, you see something in your head, but you're not there and you don't even know, like, what are the steps to even get there? How long is that, you know, going to take? What does that even look like to start to even get there? And it's just the day to day, you know, every day matters. And those are just those stepping stones, those building blocks. And again, things just fall into place. Like sometimes I remember I was right here in my kitchen and I don't know, the night before, I was just up on YouTube trying to see, okay, I had been messing up on the recipe. You know, you try like 500 times, especially when you're creating something from scratch, your own. You don't even know, like, have to create the recipe. You know, like, what is it? Like, what is, I'm the recipe. Like, I have to figure this out. Like, what is it? And I was trying to get inspiration, ideas from what other people have done, and it just wasn't working. You know, you buy all the machinery, all the different equipment, what you think is going to work. And it's like, nah, that ain't work. I throw that out, you know? And then, I don't know, one day I just was like, going there, let me just try this one, try it out this way and see what happens. And when I tell y'all, I cried like a baby, like, because it was just like, finally, I had got the recipe for the unleavened bread because I didn't want to buy the matzah from the store anymore. I wanted to make my own unleavened bread in-house. I wanted to use a quality grain. I use spelt flour now as opposed to the regular wheat that I was subject to using to before. I was able to get perfect shapes now because I could do my own, you know, cutting in-house and just the timing and just bringing everything together. But it's just the steps, like, okay, one, I remember I wanted to be able to, you know, do everything from scratch from the beginning, but it took me almost 3 years to get to that point. And I thought it was actually going to take longer than that because I wanted to be in my own facility by the time, but I'm still considered a home-based business. But again, God made a way. Like, I don't know. It was it just took time, I guess, you know?
Yeah. That's completely understandable because we look for matzah at like several different stores in our area, and it's just like certain times you cannot find it anywhere where like you just go. We went to like maybe like 5 or 6 different stores 1 year, and then we finally found one store that had it, and we went there and it was sold out. And so I'm just like trying to make recipes for my family. So just like what you said, it just lots of time, lots of patience. And I think that's one key step that business owners don't really consider, especially if you are doing something like in the food industry. Because if you're doing something like a direct sales from another company, automatically they're going to send stuff to you, but they don't think about the process of when that person had to get a supplier. They just feel like, this is a business, I can attach myself to it, and everything's going to come easy, and I just have to, you know, sell it out to somebody else. But when you're doing something from scratch, when you're doing something that you know that you're the only one that have the vision for it, and it's like, no, I want it to be this way, you know, and then it's just like, oh my gosh, it's taking forever. But God's perfect timing will definitely give us to where we need to be in our industries. So it's good.
Okay. Oh, sorry, Taylor, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, you can go.
Okay. So I tried to rack my brain. I thought I knew what matzah is, and then you started talking about matzah again. And so I had the whole time in our conversation, even though I was really engaged, I'm like, what is matzah? What do I know about matzah? So you're going to have to educate me. And I'm sure that our viewers want to know that as well. I know I'm not the only one out there. I want everybody out there to put up a 1 if they say, okay, I want to know about matzah too. So give us the version that you have or what matzah actually is.
Yes, so matzah is just another way of saying unleavened bread. This unleavened bread is in the Bible. I'm not too sure if you all are familiar with the story about how the children of Israel, how they left Egypt and their dough didn't have enough time to rise, so they had unleavened bread. But again, that was all incorporated into God's plan. And unleavened bread actually represents sin free. So that all plays into the Passover story and eating unleavened bread for the 7 days, including the Passover. So that's where I learned about unleavened bread. So basically, it's just bread bread that hasn't risen, no yeast in it. So it's just a flat little thin bread 9 times out of 10. Sometimes people are able to make unleavened bread with a little thicker, but the matzah, it's just a thin piece of bread that's unleavened, basically.
So it doesn't have any, like she said, any yeast, any baking soda, any baking powder. It has no leavening agents at all. And sometimes it's like really thin, like it could almost be like a cracker, the way it breaks the matzah can. And so that's what it is.
We've had that with communion at our church. You know, some people do use a cracker or a different type of wafer. So the unleavened bread is a biblical reference for communion, the wine, and the, well, yeah, I don't want to say breaking of flesh, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So that part out.
So matzah, it's a word for a certain community of people that call it matzah, but in scripture this references unleavened bread.
Yes. Okay. And only reason why I was trying in my brain to understand matzah as opposed to unleavened bread, I know when I hear matzah, I'm thinking of matzah ball soup.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of the Jewish faith and things like that. They use matzah for their Passovers, like you said, and for their eating or whatever. Don't get me too far into it because I'm not that versed, but those are the things that I know and that I would reference to a matzah. I'm thinking matzah ball soup, but I know there's unleavened bread and things like that. So this is an education for me too.
Yeah. And it's good for people to have, you know, different understandings of things.
Hey guys, so I know this episode is a little longer than what you're used to, so we got so much more to talk about it. We hope you have enjoyed this episode so far. We are going to make this a two-part. We're going to be back next week with It's Brand Incorporated. Have a blessed week.